Missouri Net News is presented by Wolfner Library, a free service of books and magazines in audio, braille, and large print at no cost. Call 800-392-2614.
The state has failed to pay a nearly $114 million judgment last year in unpaid overtime for correctional officers, leading Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce to order the state to be garnished. During a press conference yesterday at the State House in Jefferson City, Missouri House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says the workers are owed the money plus about $4 million in interest.
Missouri has, in my opinion, done very poorly for our state employees across the board. They are one of the most underpaid in the country, and here we have a lawsuit showing that we owe this money to them for underpaying them for their overtime.
The Columbia Daily Tribune reports State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick saying the Missouri Constitution prohibits the state from spending money that's not allocated in the state budget, so an appeal is expected. Legislation encouraging Missourians to commemorate the first sale of sliced bread in 1928 in Chillicothe has been given final approval by the Missouri House. Yesterday's bipartisan vote, 139-9, Chillicothe State Representative Rusty Black, the sponsor, says he's optimistic about the bill's future in the Senate.
Senator Hoskins is going to take the bill over on the Senate side of the building, and I hope we make it to the end, passed at the end, instead of being killed on the last day.
Black's bill died in the Senate on the 2018 session's final day. It designates July 7th of each year as Missouri Sliced Bread Day. Black says the first automatic bread slicing machine was first used in Northwest Missouri's Chillicothe. And more than 200 cattle have died of nitrate poisoning in Missouri in roughly the past month. University of Missouri Extension beef nutritionist Eric Bailey says the problem has become worse because of the extended winter.
Our hay feeding season is getting essentially stretched out a little longer, and we're down to sort of some of our more marginal feedstuffs that we're feeding out to our stock.
Weather extremes have contributed to the toxic levels of nitrate in grass hay. Court documents say that a Columbia man whose body was discovered last Thursday near mid-Missouri's Brumley had been shot to death and that the victim's phone was burned by the suspects. Brian Houseworth has more.
Missouri Net Springfield television partner Color 10 reports Christopher English of Eldon has been charged with first-degree murder for Aaron Brantley's death. Two other suspects have been charged with accessory to murder. Color 10 reports the court documents quote a witness who says bleach was used to destroy the crime scene. The witness also says English and a second suspect burned their clothes in Brantley's phone. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Central Service and Supply Incorporated, headquartered in Des Moines, Iowa, has announced the selection of Macon, Missouri as the location of its new advanced manufacturing facility. The company provides equipment and supplies to the mining and construction industries. The new 10,000-square-foot facility in Macon will create 7 new jobs and will mirror the production capability of the Iowa facility. This is news on Missouri Net.